The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to our Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7. Happy 4th of July weekend. For some of you, it might be nice and long because you maybe were able to work it out that you extended your vacation, or maybe you get Monday off. I don't know what's going to happen, but it is a 4th of July weekend celebration. First part of July, kind of scary to believe that we're in July already. That means it's band jam time, Utah Burgess.
Yeah, and even before that, it's another time, too. And maybe you even took Wednesday off because you're going to be at the Big Butler Fair Tuesday night for some fireworks and local music.
Rock Done Right tour stop, which means now we're halfway through the Rock Done Right tour.
Yeah.
For 2017.
Oh, wow. Yeah, wow.
Time flies when you're having fun and listening to local music. And that's what we're going to do for you here tonight, presented by Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler. And this is it. We're down to the final weeks here, leading up to the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. So we thought we would start tonight and then continue it next week, do a little Band Jam preview and get you a little flavor of what you're going to hear for the weekend of July 14th and 15th at Cooper's Lake Campground, the beautiful setting that is. They have an awesome natural amphitheater that sits down in a little valley that is right off of their huge store that they have there. And it's kind of nestled in among some trees and just a beautiful setting. It's, you know, especially right now the prediction is, you know, nice and sunny and about 80, 81 degrees. Put yourself under a nice tree and kick back, enjoy your favorite beverage, and watch some great musicianship at work.
And we've got 20 bands coming at you, which is why we need to do this in two shows. So we're pretty good at math, Bob, so maybe we'll do 10 tonight and 10 next week. How's that sound?
That sounds great. Well, what this is a little get-together we've done now for 5 years. It's called the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. The reason it is called Grassroots Music Festival, it is highlighting some of the great bands that we get to feature here on this show every Sunday night. It's just kind of a celebration of the local musicianship and giving you an opportunity to come out and check it out. And this year, we have reduced the pricing structure to make it very simple across the board, instead of confusing even for us to take care of. It's just $20 pre-sale. If you buy a pre-sale ticket and you're 18 and older, it's going to cost you $20 for the entire weekend. Not $20 Friday and $20 Saturday. $20 for the whole weekend. If you're 17 and under, or if you have kids and you want to come out and make it a family fun weekend, they get in free.
How about that?
Pretty simple.
Yeah. Check it all out, thebandjam.com.
That's right. We'll talk more about what's going to be there, but let's get into some music and let you hear some of the samples that we have for you. And we're going to kick it off right at the top on Friday night, July 14th, right about 5 o'clock. The first person to take the stage will be the lovely and beautiful Mary Lou Scherter, who is basically headlining the opening because she is a massive supporter of the musicians in this area. She's always at everybody else's show. If she's not performing herself, which she's performing a lot.
She plays a lot.
But she has a wonderful new album out that came out right about the time of last year's Band Jam, and she was there, called Charlie's Daughter, in honor of her father. And we're going to do a song called Daisy that's from that album from Mary Lou Scherter. She'll do a nice little acoustic set to open things up. Actually, last year she brought friends. She was jamming away.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things I have loved about our Band Jam every year, I mean, the very first one we ever had, the opening act was Mia Z, yeah. And that is right out of the gate, we set the bar is set high, so everybody who follows knows they got to bring it, and yeah. Mary Lou Scherter, that was a good easy pick right there.
Yeah.
The bar's going to be up there.
And then stepping to the stage for the first time as a performer in its five-year history, not as the man running around organizing the bands and telling them when they're taking the stage and when they got to get the heck off, because that's a job in its own right, but Mr. Utah Burgess and Mr. Rob Keller of the Shiners, they have a little ditty they call the Noble Hops Band, and you guys are going to step up on stage and perform for the folks. We're excited about that.
Yeah, I'm getting a chance to be on the stage here, so I appreciate that, and we're looking forward to it. And we've got some original music. I've got to get ourselves in the studio for sure. We're working on that, but I think we were in the studio here on the Grassroots Show not too long ago. We can maybe play one of our newer originals called Eyes of a Child.
All right, it's the Grassroots Band Jam Preview Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7.
I remember when I was a little girl, I was walking home from school. About four in the boss just held my hand and I didn't know what to do. So I ran to the field on my daddy's farm where I knew those daisies grew. And I plucked those petals one by one till it told me what it knew.
See the world in front of her, so big and so bright. And ponytails and fairy tales, and a safe place to sleep at night. But somewhere in the darkness, she could not control the recklessness of others. Would one day take their toll. But at least for a while, she got to dance and smile. And chasing butterflies with innocence and style. If she could go back to the time when she could see me through the eyes of a child, how different things could be. He could see so far in front of him, adventures without end. Baseballs and cannonballs, and a dog as his best friend. But coming up behind him, he could not feel the pressures that were mounting. His youth, they would steal. but at least for a while, he got to live without trial. So running through the fields, mile after mile, if he could go back to the time when he could see the eyes of a child, how different things could be. It's up to each of us to love and protect the eyes of a child and never forget. If we could go back to the time when we could see the eyes, how different things could be. If we could go back and see you and me, the eyes of a child, how beautiful things could be.
There you go, the Noble Hops Band. That's a live cut from in studio from earlier this year. We had Utah and Rob in to talk about their band, and you guys do such a great job. That's a fantastic song, by the way, Eyes of a Child. That is definitely one you've got to get recorded. Just fantastic, very touching. And I know at the most recent Rock Done Right tour stop, Three Rivers Harley-Davidson, there were no motorcycles or pins to be heard when that song was being performed. So I heard very, very impressive comments about that.
Oh,
so,
well, thanks.
Yeah, good stuff. And, hey, that's just a sample of what you're going to kick off your Friday night with, and then it's going to continue as we welcome for the first time, going to crank up the volume a little bit, the band Somethin' Fierce is going to be joining us. And those guys from a neighboring county, we've been featuring their song, Leave With You. In fact, it was a Grassy nominee at one point.
Yeah, it was. And looking forward to working with these guys because we've heard good things about them, too. This is one of the bands that we get feedback on, which mm-hmm. is pretty cool. So I'm glad they're going to be a part of it this year. And, yeah, we're going to turn it up a notch once we transition from Noble Hobbs Band into Somethin' Fierce. We're going to be turning it up a notch. And that's fine because one of the cool things about the Band Jam is we put on display a wide variety of music and volumes.
Yeah, that's right. And it kind of ebbs and flows even on Saturday when we get to that part of it. You'll get to hear a couple of the musicians that will be performing on Saturday here on this show tonight. But it's got a great flow. It kind of goes back and forth. And you know, it's just got a nice web to it that ties the whole weekend together, and I think it gives you a fine example of how incredible the musicianship is here in this area, this Western Pennsylvania community. The talent that is here is just second to none.
Yep. And then following Somethin' Fierce, we're going to have back to the Band Jam Wojo, and in the past they've played acoustically, him and Nate, just as a duo, but this year they are putting the band back together, so we're going to get a special treat from Wojo and company. And get to hear the full band effect. And yeah. So I think it's going to be pretty impressive. Another artist we get so much feedback mm-hmm. on, whether we play him here or even from past band jam performances. It's like, wow, you know, people just very impressed. And and I believe this song was a past Grassy Award nominee as well. And that's his song, Canvas. Beautiful stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's the Grassroots Band Jam Preview Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7.
It's been taking us so long for you to find me out what I'm all about, and I've been doing things all wrong. Got it, the studio, gotta get through to you. So much better for you now. Oh, I wish you knew, I wish you could see it. So let me paint you a picture on an invisible canvas. String it out nicely so So late, the morning sun is breaking dawn, ushers in the light for your eyes, for your eyes.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Cummings Candy and Coffee West on 68 has a delicious selection of coffee and espresso drinks, smoothies, pastries, and bagels. Cummings West features a cool atmosphere, plenty of seating, and an intimate stage for live music every weekend. Check out different acoustic performers every Friday night at 7, or take the stage yourself at open mic night every Saturday at 6:30. Cummings West is located on Route 68 near Downrange Supply. For more information on performing, call 724-482-6112. That's 724-482-6112.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Use your Shazam app now for special details and a chance to win. Get your tickets now for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, July 14th and 15th at Cooper's Lake Campground. For just $20 presale, you'll get 2 days of the best local music the region has to offer. Bands like Anger the Ant, Red Room Effect, the Highland Brothers Band, Tarachan Sky, the Needs Hotel Band, and more, performing in the beautiful outdoor setting of Cooper's Lake Campground. Shazam now for a chance to win a Band Jammin' Weekend prize pack, including 4 Band Jam tickets, t-shirts, CDs, and more. This family-friendly event offers camping, fishing, food, and merchandise vendors, a beer garden, and the vintage travel trailers of the Tin Can Tourists, along with lots of great music. Shazam now for complete details and tickets.
Y'all just fine.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back to our local music show known as The Grassroots Show. It airs every Sunday night here at 7 o'clock on The Rock Station 97.7. Streaming as well at 977rocks.com, and the show is archived for future playback there as well. And we are previewing our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival that is coming up on July 14th and 15th at Cooper's Lake Campground. And you're getting a little sample of, well, we're taking you through Friday night right now, basically, of the order of the bands. And you can order your tickets online at thebandjam.com. $20 presale, that is for the entire weekend. One ticket gets you in all weekend long. And that's for 18 and over, 17 and under, get in free. And really, really excited to have these guys back. They have been part of our Band Jam every year, all 5 years. They've been a Grassy Award nominee all 5 years. Amazing. They've never won. They've been a runner-up a couple of times, but they've been close. Could they win this year? Well, time will tell. We'll find out on July 14th or 15th when we make the announcement and reveal who you folks voted for up through this past week for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival Grassy Award. But I'm excited because if you were paying attention in the last couple of weeks, there was a little Facebook post, a little Facebook Live done by Justin Highland, who is the lead vocalist of the Highland Brothers Band. And they had the guys in the studio recording a new album. And he promised specifically on said recording that there was going to be something extra special happening at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. And I'm guessing we're going to hear some new music there.
Put me in, coach. I'm in. Yeah, looking forward to it. And will we be presenting them a Grassy Award that night?
Well, time will tell.
Curious.
I've got the feeling that there's going to be an award presented that night, whether it's to the band, a band that's in attendance. Well, you've got to show up and find out. So, but we'll do the Grassy nominated song. Could this be the winner? I don't know. Highland Brothers Band and The Feeling.
And, you know, you can hop over to the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival Facebook page and actually see the video for this song as well, which features you in it. A little cameo from Mr. Bob Cupp there.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, after the Highland Brothers Band, as it's starting to get a little dark there, we're going to roll into the Redlines. And this is, I think, their third year back onto the bill. So, and I just love this song. It's a cool, got a really cool vibe to it. And it's on their latest CD, and it's called County Road.
Stay the same. It's what I'm feeling, like the way I feel today. just won't go away. This road can go on for a million miles. I don't think that I'd complain. All the things I could have done and all the things I should have done.
Dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
It's time for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival at Cooper's Lake Campground. This fifth annual event is coming Friday, July 14th and Saturday, July 15th, featuring 20 bands for $20. That's for adults. Kids 17 and under get in free. Headliners for Friday night are Anger the Ant, the reigning Grassy Award winner.
Well, I'm drunk on house.
Seven acts alone on Friday, 13 on Saturday at the beautiful Cooper's Lake Campground. Catch a great weekend of local music like Grassy Award-winning Shag Dog Melonhead.
Just an idea.
And Saturday night's headliner, Tarachin Sky.
Let's go watch a local band hit the jam on a last slow dance tonight.
Presented by the Rock Station 97.7 and Shady Lady Productions, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. Check out thebandjam.com and be there at Cooper's Lake Campground July 14th and 15th.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show here tonight, our previous segment presented by our friends at the Rainbow Inn down in Freeport. We thank all of our sponsors and those folks that have been along for the ride here to help support local music, including this segment sponsor, home of the best sausage you're going to find around. You're getting ready to grill, or maybe you're making your plans for the band jam. There will be food vendors out there, but you can bring your own grill and hang out and fry up some sausage. You just have to share one with Bob in Utah. That's the only recommendation, as long as you've gotten it from Bros of Superette. High on the hill and right in the price, South Main Street Hill. Boy, they've got deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads. You need something for dinner, they've got it. And the best ham loaf around, if you're going to fry up a steak, or if you're looking for lunch, they have daily specials on lunch. You can pop in, check them out at the top of South Main Street Hill. Yes. Rose's Super Red.
Greatly appreciate it. Yep, you can stock up the cooler right there. And speaking of sponsors, I think we should give a shout-out to our sponsors for the Band Jam this year as well.
Yeah.
And that includes Sloan's Guitar Emporium. He's back for a second year sponsoring us. In fact, I recently saw a picture of something Jim Harpell from Meat Locker Recording Studio bought at Sloan's Guitar Emporium. So I wonder if we'll be hearing that thing played on some new Meat Hook songs coming up or something. But and also our friend Super Monkey, Chris Grabluski, down there at Super Monkey Recording Company. And you can get Band Jam tickets at either of these places as well. If you haven't yet, stop in, buy some guitars or amps or accessories from Dave out at Sloan's, or get you some brand new vinyl down at Super Monkey Recording Company.
Also, our friends at Lamat Productions, who do a fantastic job when you talk about the production of this and the effort that goes into it. You know, sound is the key to making it right, sound and lights. And these guys have been with us the entire time that we've been putting on the show. And fortunate to have Lamat Productions, Lee and Matt and Marty do a great job helping the bands and making them sound crisp, clean, and looking great.
And what I love about it is Lee's already been texting and emailing me, and he's just they're just so excited for this, and that, you know, that enthusiasm from everybody, they're just running through everybody, the bands that participate and everything. That's part of what makes this event special, also. And they've got some new gear too, and I know he's just itching to use it. So we're gonna have a good one this year.
Yeah, and of course Shady Lady Productions, Utah, and staff who do a fantastic job in pulling this off, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. And when you're talking 20 bands on and off a stage, and the selection of those bands to get them contracted up and performing for the show, it's an incredible effort. Especially when you listen to this show. And we put, 52 of these together every year, and hear all of these different bands to whittle it down to a select 20. It's a very, very difficult process, and I tip my hat to you on that, because I know that's an agonizing effort, because we'd love to be able to put, 300 bands on stage. But, it's difficult. You got to sell tickets. We got to get people there and continue to grow this. And each year we've been able to do that, and hopefully this is another year of growth and celebration for local music.
Yeah, as much as we love the music, ultimately it is still a business, and and the rock station is right involved with me on every step of this thing, and they're a business too, and it comes down to that at the end of the day sometimes. But our focus is on the music, and that's what we're trying to highlight and what we're going to do at this music festival, so I say we get back to that.
Let's do it. Drunk on Us, Anger the Ant, they're going to be the headliners following the Red Lines on the Band Jam Friday night kickoff. And they're the reigning Grassy Award winners. Nobody takes the prize away from them until we make the announcement. And you'll get to hear them perform in a killer show that they do. It's going to be a great way to wrap up Friday night.
Yeah, looking forward to it. And then, of course, we're going to pick things back up around 11:30 on Saturday. And again, we got to set the bar kind of high, so we're going to do that, because our plan for the rest of the day is to burn it down. And so we're going to kick things off with Mr. Donnie Iozzo on Saturday morning. And been getting to know him a little bit and talk to him. I'm always seeing him support everything in the scene as well, but just the more in getting to know him and talk to him, I mean, what a guy with a lot of character, and he's a good guy. Yeah. I'm glad to have him on the show this year.
And hey, one of our helping sponsors on the show, Rock and Haven. Donnie does a band get together, a little open mic opportunity. So stop out and check him out on a Wednesday and support that cause as well.
I did stop out a couple weeks ago, and he let me play.
Hey, how about it? So we'll do that. Anger the Ant and Donnie Iozzo back to back as we continue our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival preview tonight on the Rock Station 97.7.
You see the lightning flash, I feel the world crashing down. You view it as a second chance, I feel the world's gone mad. It's not fair, not over, not simple, and it's not sober. I'm drunk on life and love, and
of stuff. I'm drunk on us and your tattoos with your hairdo.
Love when all I see is pushing, shoving, passing days. Shazam app now for special details and a chance to win. Get your tickets now for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, July 14th and 15th at Cooper's Lake Campground. For just $20 pre-sale, you'll get 2 days of the best local music the region has to offer. Bands like Anger the Ant, Red Room Effect, the Highland Brothers Band, Tarachan Sky, the Needs Hotel Band, and more, performing in the beautiful outdoor setting of Cooper's Lake Campground. Shazam now for a chance to win a Band Jammin' Weekend prize pack, including 4 Band Jam tickets, t-shirts, CDs, and more. This family-friendly event offers camping, fishing, food, and merchandise vendors, a beer garden, and the vintage travel trailers of the Tin Can Tourists, along with lots of great music. Shazam now for complete details and tickets.
Y'all just fine.
When you shop Rose's Superette at the top of South Main Street Hill in Butler, you're going to find them jam-packed, full of some of the best meats around. Deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads, various cuts of steak, bacon, a full line of smoked beef sticks, hot cheese and more, and Butler's best hot sausage. And they're supporters of the local music scene as well, sponsors of the Grassroots Show and musicians themselves, as exampled by Austin and Diddy jamming out in the background. High on the hill and right on the price, it's Bros' Superette, corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Tell them the Grassroots Show sent you. The Rocks. You've known it as Rockin' Haven, where everybody knows your name. You can have your own favorite bar stool. You meet your friends and shoot a game of pool while enjoying the best fish in town on Fridays. And the wings, oh man, are they the greatest. When you're looking for a great place to eat, Rockin' Haven at 141 Greenwood Drive is the great place to land. The Rocks. Rockin' Haven, a great little tavern with a great big menu. The Rocks. Rockin' Haven. It rocks.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
On the General Concert Calendar, join Frank Vieira and hear cuts from his brand new EP on Friday, July 7th. He'll be at JB's Roadside Grill. On Wednesday, July 19th, the Shiners and the Hawkeyes are opening for Roger Klein and the Peacemakers. That'll be at the Hard Rock Cafe in Pittsburgh, beginning at 7 o'clock. On Sunday, July 23rd, mark your calendar, it's a celebration of life, remembering the late Danny Macko. That'll be held at Peter B's. A lot of friends of Danny's will be there, including his former band members, Breaking Point, also Skell, Zone 8, Fighting Fate, and more. And if you're a guitar fan, join Brian Sensus and Supreme Sound Studio. They're having another Pittsburgh Guitar Clinic on Tuesday, July 18th. This one will be at the Hampton Inn in Cranberry Township. Registration is underway now. Check it out. This is officially Grassroots approved because Rob in Utah have attended it. And on the Shady Lady concert calendar, don't miss the 4th of July celebration at the Big Butler Fair. Tuesday, July 4th, Cherie White, The Shiners, Tarajan Sky, and Anger the Ant all headline prior to the fireworks. Your price of admission is the price to the concert. Come on out and enjoy the fun. The gates will open at 3 o'clock. You can mark your territory and enjoy the fair. Festivities kick off with the music at 5. On Wednesday, July 5th, it's a Thunder at the Barn bike night featuring Gatto Harley-Davidson, $2 tacos, giveaways, and live music with Dinner Bell Road. That's at the Rockin' Red Barn, Peter B's. And don't miss out on the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival at Cooper's Lake Campground, July 14th and 15th. 20 bands for $20 pre-sale and all of the festivities that surround the festival. Come out and support your local musicians. Also, Shady Lady Productions and The Rock Station 97.7 with your attendance at the Band Jam. Cooper's Lake Campground, July 14th and 15th.
When looking for a lasting, cost-effective solution for your next construction project, consider a post-frame building from P&W Construction. Post-frame buildings, or pole buildings, are great for commercial buildings, warehouses, equestrian barns, or garages. And P&W Construction is Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings. When quality counts, call Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction, at 865-9590 or visit papolebuildingconstruction.com.
It's time for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival at Cooper's Lake Campground. This fifth annual event is coming Friday, July 14th and Saturday, July 15th, featuring 20 bands for $20. That's for adults. Kids 17 and under get in free. Headliners for Friday night are Anger the Ant, the reigning Grassy Award winner.
I'm drunk on house.
7 acts alone on Friday, 13 on Saturday at the beautiful Cooper's Lake Campground. Catch a great weekend of local music like Grassy Award-winning Shag Dog Melonhead.
Just an idea.
And Saturday night's headliner, Tarajan Sky.
Let's go watch a local band hit the jam on a last slow dance tonight.
Presented by The Rock Station 97.7 and Shady Lady Productions, The Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. Check out thebandjam.com and be there at Cooper's Lake Campground July 14th and 15th.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Back to wrap up our Band Jam preview show number one. We're going to have another one next week with 10 more acts that'll carry us through the heart of Saturday. And that's what we're doing here tonight. This segment presented by P&W Construction. It's our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival preview, July 14th and 15th. Of course, don't forget our Rock Done Right tour is coming up just 2 days away, July 4th. So happy 4th of July weekend. And if you're making plans to go to the Big Butler Fair, I recommend you make it Tuesday, July 4th. They have the fireworks display that night, and for the price of admission to the fair, you're going to get to see 4 impressive acts. In fact, you're going to see a couple of past Grassy Award winners, and Friday night's headliner is actually going to be kicking off Tuesday, July 4th, prior to the fireworks.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Cherie White's going to be headlining the show, and before her, we're going to have the Shiners, Tarajan Sky, and Anger the Ant. Show starts at 5 o'clock. All the way through Cherie, followed by fireworks, but gates are opening at 3, so come on out, bring your blankets, your chairs, check out the fair, hang out in the grandstands, hang out in the giant field there, and get ready for some fun.
Yeah, man, if you're going to be, again, as you mentioned, the gates open at 3, you can come on out and stake your claim. Put your chairs down in a spot you'd like to have. First come, first serve. Grab your area. There's plenty of room out there. And then you can go and enjoy the fair, some of the fair food. That's a must. Of course, the beer girls are going to be out there, so there'll be some beverages for those of age. They'll be ready to serve you, so it's going to be a great time.
Yes, it is.
So, and then you'll get about a week to recoup and relax. And then we get ready for July 14th and 15th at Cooper's Lake Campground. Tickets available at thebandjam.com or any of our sponsor locations. Any of the bands that you have been hearing on the preview show, they have tickets. You, of course, can get them at our studios, 252 Pillow Street in the heart of downtown Butler. Sloan's Guitar Emporium in Center Township, Super Monkey Recording Company in the Allentown section of Pittsburgh, Shady Lady Productions, Bump Into Utah, he'll have tickets on hand, or just simply order them online at thebandjam.com. You can get your tickets, and they're $20 if you buy them pre-sale, $25 at the gate. They will be available that weekend, 17 and under get in free, and you'll have an opportunity to see another gentleman who's making a debut at the Band Jam this year. Wonderful, remarkable talent. Hey, he's been on American Idol. Talk about people that have graced our stage in the history of the Band Jam. Mia Z, who went on to remarkable success and is now out in, California now, making her living and honing her craft, and some others that have had success. And here's a guy named Isaac Cole that has been on American Idol. He's going to be performing for us.
Yeah, and we have been watching this kid for a while now because he's been a part of the Country Showdown for several years. You've known him from way back, and then when I got involved with that as well, just watching him as just a kid up there owning that stage. He owned it then, and he's owning it now. And again, an example here of just the wide variety of music that we are presenting at the Band Jam, because Isaac Cole, he's country.
Yes, he is, and he's got a really cool ditty. They were able to get a license from Luke Bryan to take one of his songs and evolve it into something really cool, and it's a song called Pirates, Penguins, and Steelers Every Day, and it's just gives you a fine sample. And Isaac wrote the lyrics for this, and then they put it to the Luke Bryan backtrack. But it's fantastic. Well, not the backtrack. I mean, they played this. This is Isaac playing on this, and it's great stuff. And it was recorded, I believe, at Meat Locker Recording Studios here in Butler, one of our sponsors, too. Just shows you the remarkable talent of this young man, and he's celebrating black and gold and the blue-collar sports fever that we have in this community. So we'll spin that for you and give you a little taste of Isaac Cole.
All right, and we have another debut band on the Band Jam who's going to follow Isaac and kind of kick things off in the full band arena on early Saturday afternoon. And that's a band out of the Harmony area called Stationary Pebbles. I've heard so much about these guys, so many good things, and I've yet to even still meet them. So I'm kind of looking forward to getting this. When we had him in the studio, I unfortunately was out of town. But boy, I just hear so much good stuff about this band. Looking forward to working with them. Can't wait. And that's us, Stationary Pebbles.
So get your tickets, kids, and come on out and support the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. Again, July 14th and 15th at Cooper's Lake Campground. And we'll be back next week. We're only halfway through the entire weekend. We've got 10 more bands to preview next week on our Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7 on The Rock Station 97.7.
Make a living sitting in the stands. You can bet I'd be a pretty rich man, high in the seats, watching that black and gold win. If I could make a dime off killing time, watching our boys playing so fine, I can tell you right now I'd be one happy man. Pirates, Penguins, and Steelers every day. That's a prayer that a Pittsburgher prays. Thank God he made me this way. Pirates, Penguins, and Steelers every day. Early in the morning, late in the evening, I've got an itch to see them all play. Pirates, Penguins, and Steelers every day. Little tailgate buzz, sound of the pens passing that puck, crack of the bat as they bring in a home game win. I love it when the Steelers play a good game of ball. From the kickoff, they're giving it all. The roar of the crowd as the wave rolls through the stands. Pirates, Steelers every day. That's a prayer that a Pittsburgher prays.
Thank God he made me this way. Pirates, Penguins, and Steelers every day. Early in the morning, late in the evening, I've got an itch to see them all play. Pirates, Penguins, and Steelers every day. Yens are down there, breathing in that fresh, clean air. I'll be up here, knee deep in the Monongahela. Parrots, penguins, Steelers every day. I wanna see them terrible towels away. Every day, that's a prayer that a Pittsburgher prays. Thank God he made me this way. Pirates, Penguins, and Steelers every day. Early in the morning, late in the evening, I've got an itch to see them all play. Pirates, Penguins, and Steelers every day.
North Studios. Summer is finally here, and we've got the cars you'll want to drive to your summer vacation destination, like the Honda CR-V, the Honda Pilot, and the all-new 2018 Honda Odyssey. Come test drive one today during the Reach the Beach sales event, going on now only at Honda North. WLER-FM, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7.
Go, go.
Rock Station, 97.7.
Gray and Wednesday too, Thursday, I don't care about you.